Madam Clerk, there's no response on this one, just one side arguing. Is that correct? You have, yes. Sir, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are.
My name is Robert E. Merrill Kohlberg, and I am the appellant in this case.
So you have 15 minutes, and you may proceed.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I appreciate the time. Happy spring. Bankruptcy is an option for the unfortunate debtor. I've been told that several times by my attorney and several other people. Bianca Renee Schmunk, however, is a liar and a perjurer. That would seem to be a pretty strong contention on my part, but I will do my best to explain the grounds and the reasoning for that assumption of guilt as a reasonable person. I believe that Attorney Ralph Rayburn, whose testimony appears in Docket 55, the transcript of trial of September 29, 2017, pages 32, line 24, to page 62, line 15, would not knowingly or unknowingly lie in any court proceeding, and I've never met the man. I heard him on the telephone during the trial testimony. As in point 13 in my informal brief to this distinguished panel, Mr. Rayburn asserts that, quote, typically the retainer agreement describes that I'm representing her on a personal injury claim, and that's the extent of it. I didn't have any discussion about bringing a property damage claim or what value to place on that claim. Mr. Rayburn continues, well, I handled two cases for her, but I'm not. Are you asking, did she think I was going to defend a small claims case that I didn't know had been filed against her? I have no idea. I'm not aware that the case had been filed against her. And continuing, he says, quote, again, I'm not sure what the whole thing is that you're referring to, but the scope of my representation was to resolve two personal injury claims. And in the process of doing that, we also had to try to negotiate and resolve liens and litigate loan liens, including personal injury liens in both cases, but never anything to do with property damage. Quote, I don't know where she would have come by that. I don't know that that would be within my sense of her having a reasonable appreciation for me to get involved in that claim. So no, I don't see where she would have thought that I was involved with it, unquote. The court then went on to a lunch break, and we came back approximately an hour later, and at 2:30 p.m., about 3 hours later, my attorney, Ms. Scott, began direct examination of Ms. Schmunk. On page 130 of document 55, the trial testimony, Ms. Schmunk asserts that, quote, so upon my attorney's advice, he said, because he, meaning me, had filed the small claims case, to just not deal with it at that point, unquote. My attorney questions her, so does this mean that if he'd not gotten the judgment, you were going to pay him? And she says, quote, that is what that means. Further, beginning on page 149, line 14 of document 55, Ms. Scott asks, did you talk with an attorney about not paying off the debt you owed to my client? And Ms. Schmunk answers, I asked my personal attorney initially what I should do about the judgment, being told that I had to appear in court for the judgment. I asked him what I should do there. And then when I was served with the judgment, I asked him what his advice was to do about that, unquote. Question from Ms. Scott, who was your personal attorney? Answer from Ms. Schmunk, quote, Ralph Rayburn. When I first got served with the paperwork to appear, he told me that it was a waste of my time to go down there. I would miss work, take time off to go down there. It was a judgment. It was money I owed. He said not to go down there. It was just going to issue a judgment. Quote, and then the judgment did come. He told me that at that point, he didn't say, his exact words were not, in my understanding of what he said, was that voided the contract and it was treated like every other judgment that I had. Question from Ms. Scott. So did you think you didn't have to pay it? Answer from Ms. Schmunk. That was what my understanding from the conversation was. Yes. Question from Ms. Scott. Did your attorney tell you to do that? Answer. I don't recall in those specific words. I don't recall what the specific words were that he used, but that's the understanding that I got from the conversation. Question from Ms. Scott. So you talked to him about not paying my client out of the settlement money. Is that correct? Ms. Schmunk's answer was yes. Further in Exhibit 4 from Docket 50, or Document 50, page 10 of 19, line 14, Trustee Eiler asks, have you transferred cash or assets worth more than $1,000 to friends or relatives since October 1st of last year? On line 17, Ms. Schmunk answers, no. Point 12 of my informal brief clearly highlights this transaction as perjury under oath to Trustee Eiler, and in trial testimony, document 55, pages 132, lines 19 to 133, line 13, Ms. Schmunk clearly admits to transfer of funds, quote, to her boyfriend's savings account, $2,300. Now, those two items are just to highlight the fact that Ms. Schmunk has come up with a story, with a fabricated lie, that Mr. Rayburn lied in his testimony to Judge Hersher's court, and that she is, by all means, truthful. In my other points that I had in my case, I brought up several perjurious items that she submitted with her bankruptcy petition. And those items I have found to be exactly that, perjury. In my estimation, Ms. Schmunk should be sent to jail, fined for each of those, and I would care less about my 2,000-something dollar judgment that I got from the Eugene Small Claims Court. Also, I have a $36,000 bill from my attorney, Ms. Scott, and her paralegal that I would almost be willing to forego if Ms. Schmunk could be taught a lesson not to continuously lie. In the 523 cases and in the 727 case, well, I'll address the 523s first. In the 523 cases, it says that fraud, hindering prosecution, or hiding assets is exactly what I sued for. It took me three times to get it right with an attorney's advice finally, but I did get it right. Judge Hersher allowed us a 727 claim, dangled it out there in front of us, and we took it, and then in the closing arguments, he seemed to take it away. I don't have a problem with the way that Judge Hersher decided the case. I just have a problem with Judge Hersher believing that Ms. Schmunk could possibly be anything but a liar and a perjurer. And that is the extent of my case. I would ask this panel, this distinguished panel, that this appeal be decided in my favor, first of all, on the merits of the 523. The 523, there was obvious fraud from time immemorial. She strung me along for 2 years and said that she was still out of work when, in fact, she was working 5 weeks after this accident on November 13, 2013. So it could have been paid off a long time ago. I considered in my mind that the $2,300 that she took out of her account after she got her $4,700 settlement, I considered that the $2,300 that she took out of her account and transferred to her boyfriend's account just might be the amount of money that she was going to pay me before I ever brought this case. But that didn't happen. And the $2,300 never made it back to her account. The following day after she made that withdrawal, she went to the Nisqually Casino in Snoqualmie, Washington, spent 3 days there, and the $2,300 never came back. I have no idea where it went. She says it went to pay bills. I doubt that. She's lived a cash existence for the last 2.5 years, the last 4.5 years, until she went to file her bankruptcy. And when she did that, as I pointed out in my informal briefing, when she did that, she told Trustee Eiler that she had no changes to make on any of her bankruptcy schedules. And then the day before that trustee's meeting, there were several accounts that were closed and new accounts that were opened, a savings and a checking account, and it just makes no sense. She's perjured herself time and time again under oath at Judge Hersher's court, at Trustee Eiler's meeting of creditors, and I'd ask that she be put in jail. And I thank the panel for their time.
Thank you very much for your presentation. Do you have any questions?
I do not, thank you.
I do not.
This case is now submitted. We'll issue an opinion. Thank you very much.
Thank you.